You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang, happy Friday. Bienvenue, mes amis. Welcome to the Clement Magnatella Show. It's good to be in your company this morning. I hope you are well and you are excited for the weekend. We start with the 702 open line. So be the first caller now on 011-883-0702 and raise any issue on your mind this morning. You can send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. As you know, every Friday, we take a moment to show gratitude for whatever happened this week that made you happy. Maybe something that's inspired you. It's Gratitude Friday. What are you grateful for this week? What happened? We want to celebrate with you here on the CM Show. Did she say yes? Did you welcome a new baby at home? Did that job interview go well? Were you discharged from hospital? How did that surgery go? Call me or send me a WhatsApp voice note.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, so yesterday I asked you, in what instances have you shown up looking nothing like your problems? You know when you're going through the most, but you look nothing like it? And some of you mentioned that you went to court for your divorce case and you were going through the most, but you put on your best outfit and you showed up. Yeah? Some of you mentioned a disciplinary hearing. And then there are some of you who shared your stories, including one person who mentioned that after divorce or breakup, they started glowing. And I said, actually, we can even continue this chat this morning because that's something I've observed too. But I've observed this mostly in women. Like a lot of women after divorce or breakup, yay, the glow. Are you thinking, what's going on here? And I want to rephrase the question like this, because some of you look good after divorce or breakup as if you're not going through the most. What's the secret? What was your breakup glow? Was it your body? You were getting your body goals? That six-pack? Did you lose weight? Did you tone up? Or maybe it's your studies. Did you get that MBA? Did you go back to school? For some people, it's new wardrobe. They just look incredible. You've changed your wardrobe. And listen, sometimes these are your coping mechanisms, right? Or maybe you play golf more. You run. You've found a new sport. You've become more social. Or maybe you got a new job, right? Financially, you've been doing well. I want you to tell me, what was your breakup glow? After that divorce, after that breakup, did you have a glow? And I'd like to hear from the other people on the other side. When you were seeing the glow from your ex, did it inspire you to also go back to the gym, or did you not care, really? Yeah, let me know. This is actually called post-traumatic growth for some people. It's hard inside, but outside, it's actually quite a glow.
Hi, Clement. So for me, when I've been through a breakup, I mean, you must just see me. It's the ultimate glow up. You know, I get a new wardrobe. I go to the gym more consistently. And because, you know, all the dinners are finished and all of that, there's nothing like that going on. I'm eating well every day. I trim up. I look toned. I look so good when I'm going through a breakup, you know. So that's when I look the best. I get my hair done. I just change everything up and I look fantastic.
Hey, that's interesting, eh? That's one of the voice notes we got as we wrap up the show, the 702 open line yesterday. And because we didn't have time to play many of the voice notes around this, I said we can continue it this morning. So let me know, what was your breakup glow? Are you like that listener who says, hey, my body was amazing. I go to the gym more often. Or maybe you went back to school. Did you get a new wardrobe? Did you become more social? You found a new sport? Or maybe you got a new job? It was hard inside, but outside, it was a glow. What was your breakup glow? 17 after 9.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the Talk with Clements Manyathela
on 702.
All right, while I wait for your calls on that and your WhatsApps on 072-702-1702, I want to play you just a short clip of a conversation I had with Action SA leader Hemen Mashaba. I was on the golf course with him yesterday. We were hitting up some balls. And I'm not going to say who did well at this juncture. Yeah. But he's a good golfer. He is. We're playing and hitting some balls. And the journalist in me, obviously, at the end, I said to him, I need a few minutes of your time because I need you to tell my listeners what really happened between you and Prince Mashele and how you feel about how Prince Mashele handled everything. So, and then we had a chat about it, and I recorded our conversation, and he knew I was recording it because I told him I'll play it on air so that you get a sense. Because a lot of you asked, but where is Hemen Mashaba? What is he saying about all of this? Well, this is his explanation of what happened.
Were you not surprised when he said to you, I'm going to need 12.5 million rand? And the reason I'm asking that, and I said this to him as well, is I spoke to so many authors, and they said it's impossible that you can write a book that costs 12.5 million rand, and you won't even make close to that amount of money. So do you think you were naive when you gave him the 12.5 million rand, or you just believe that, hey, this is how much he needs. Maybe Vele is going to do so much work that's going to require this amount of money.
No, I think one needs to really read that book to really look at the amount of work and traveling, following me and so forth. And honestly, I feel as a black writer and so forth, why must I try and really squeeze him for a cent? I'm a trader by nature. I negotiate for prices. If you want to find anyone, you can ask anyone who's done business with me over the last 40 years. I fight for my cent. But sometimes you feel, you know what, the guy deserves, he's going to do a great job based on what he presented. And also for me, it wasn't a question of recouping all my money. It was be able to capture my life from an independent perspective. That's for me really what I paid for. Yeah. And I can tell you, I'm really pleased with what Prince and his team did with them. But why he decided not to tell the publisher, honestly, even up to now, I just don't
how
understand.
How do you feel about how he handled this, lying to the public and saying you are not involved, and also telling the publisher that this is an unauthorized biography when he knows very well that it is authorized and he's got that agreement with you?
Look, I mean, I've communicated to him my disappointment and my lack of understanding because I take him to be a professional person. The legal contract is there. It is explicit. And actually, it's not just one sentence. It actually goes into two paragraphs in terms of the actual the grant and how this grant must be paid, that he needs to enter into an agreement with the publisher that the royalties don't come to him. And the reason why I did not want the royalties to go to him, I did not want to have a fight with him against the royalties. So why he did not disclose this? Even right now, Prince is the one who can explain.
So when you saw the book, and it says unauthorized autobiography, why didn't you pick up the call and say, Prince, this is not true. This is a misrepresentation. Because it is authorized. I'm very much involved. So when you saw that book, is there a reason why you didn't approach him?
Yeah, I think, you know, from my side, because I think the cover of the book was only exposed to me, I think, about a week or two before it was put out into the market. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I allowed my busy schedule not to really look at these issues. Also, I think I blame myself for not having involved my lawyers to demand from the beginning the contract between him and the publisher. Because if I had really done that, I just really took the original agreement and so forth. So, yeah. I, you know, I think it really was an oversight from my side to really put my ear on the ground and my eye on the ball, you know. I really trusted him because over the 4 years, the manuscripts he was giving me every year to ensure that I can verify in terms of the accuracy, because that's all my role was, to make sure that whatever we were saying was correct. That's I've always said. I said.
So is it 12.5 million down the drain, or is the book going to be republished again?
No, absolutely. That book is going to be out. I'm working on getting that book out before the end of June at the latest. My legal team are working with him to get that book out as a biography, as per our agreement. Because our agreement, that book is it's a biography by Prince Mashele on the life of Herman Mashaba, and the Prince to keep his independence and the royalties. With this time, my lawyers are making sure that the contract Prince will sign with the publishers, they have signed. So I've given that responsibility to my lawyers, so that as I'm talking to you now, I'm laying charges against other people and so forth, that I don't take my eye off such important matters, because you know, you can imagine the embarrassment where, you know, some people felt like a bribed Prince, whereas he's the one who approached me. But at the end of the day, it's my own money, and I can decide what I want to do with it.
Let's wrap it up by asking you about your legacy. What legacy does Herman Mashaba want to leave behind?
So that is the conversation I was having with Herman Mashaba yesterday, and I wanted to get some thoughts on what happened with Prince Mashele. And as you hear, the book is going to be republished before the end of June. He says they have found a new publisher, his lawyers, together with Prince Mashele. So the book is going to be republished before the end of June. And he says he was disappointed with how Prince lied to the publishers about the book being unauthorized. And I did ask him, but why didn't you correct him? When you saw the book cover that says unauthorized, why didn't you say, hey, this is a misrepresentation? And he says, I blame myself. Maybe it's a lack of oversight on his part. That's what he says. But he says 12 million rand, not down the drain, because the book is going to be republished. I said to him, you're not going to make that money back. And he says that was never the intention, to make back the entire 12.5 million rand. And he seems to be happy with the work that Prince has done in the book. He says all you need to go is to go read the book to see the kind of research that went into this book. What's your reaction to what Herman Mashaba says? Do you get it? It's 25 minutes now, after 9.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clements Manyathela
on 702.
Right, 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let's continue with your calls on 011-883-0702. I've asked you what your post-breakup glow is, and you've heard Herman Mashaba. What do you make of what he's had to say?
Hi, Clement. I can see or hear that Herman Mashaba is now a politician. He's an educated politician now. He can lie. Because when he first entered the politics, he did say he's not a politician, he's a business person. But now I think he has graduated as a politician. Elliot from the VAR.
All right, Elliot, thank you for your voice note. Here's another one that came up earlier around the post-breakup glow.
Morning, Clement. For me, I find the glow, whole glow thing after breakup and stuff like that, it's because you have gone out of your comfort zone anymore. You're no longer at that comfort zone where you are with someone, you know that this is, I'm not looking for anything, I'm just here and stuff like that. The minute you break up or divorce, now remember that you're on the hunt again, you need to look the best because you're looking for a new partner or whatever. I believe that's why people glow after divorce.
Oh, is that why people glow after divorce? Well, I don't know if I understand or I get this idea that you must start looking at your best and glow because you are on the hunt. Like, we need to normalize, actually, let me hit it hard at the gym. during my marriage, during my relationship, so I can look good. Huh? Why do you have to wait for that to end? And I think that's probably what leads to some of the relationship and marriages ending, is because you relax too much. You're too relaxed now. You no longer go to the gym because, wow, you found the person, right? You're thinking, okay, why must I go the extra mile to try and show them why I deserve to be here, or they deserve me, whatever the case is. And I think we need to still maintain that glow even during your marriage, during your relationship. Ska dula fase and be too relaxed and think, I'm fine, I've got this person. Because that's going to get boring. Like, I was attracted to you, right? And obviously some things are beyond your, you know, beyond your control. There are people who, like women who go and give birth, and then things are a little different, and then you start going back to the gym. Sometimes for other women, it's difficult. They're single women, or, you know, they have the greater responsibility of caring for the child. So it can get tricky. But no, don't wait for the breakup. 011-883-0702. More of your calls and WhatsApps after this.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
25 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's go back to the WhatsApps and some calls. And of course, Gratitude Friday. What are you grateful for this week? I've got a message here from Anonymous who says, good morning, Clement. I'm grateful to share with you that God has given me a new day to express my thanks, my thankful heart to my single mom who is encouraging me through my difficult matric year. May it be financially, whether it's financially or studying in load shedding and even staying up late with me and praying every day for me to make it successful year through. Things have been difficult, but she's been there. It's a South African situation. I don't know what I would have done without her. She's been listening to your station every morning, and how she has been inspired by your talk show. That's Anonymous there. Thank you for the message, Anonymous. And say hi to Mummy if she's listening. I'm so glad that you've got such a strong support system in your life, especially at this critical stage where it's a year that's so important for you.
Hola, Clement. Clement. Hi. Mashabai menyana mas. Hi. So he wants to tell us that it's just oversight that he didn't see that word unauthorized. 2 weeks, the whole 2 weeks he couldn't see unauthorized. Or it's simply because he didn't know the meaning of unauthorized. Reminds me of that guy who said they were together in the crooked house. So, Mashaba, Michelle, they were together at the crooked house. I call. Thanks for the great interview you did with him, Clement. Thank you.
They were together.
Hi, Clement. Great show as always. Break up glows. I broke up with somebody, I got my driver's license, and I have never looked back ever since. My life has just been flowing. I found myself, I found God, I found my calling, Bona. It's been going well. And also, we might as well incorporate gratitude in there because I'm starting a new job.
Halala.
On Monday. Whoop, whoop.
Yay! Congratulations.
Good morning, Clement. For me, I had to change, after my divorce, I had to change wardrobe. I started wearing things that I like because some of the clothes he was very choosy, he would deny me a lot of things. So I changed wardrobe and I had to do a whole lot of things that I couldn't do while I was with him. I pushed a lot of things. You know, I started working out. Not that I didn't, because at school I used to do the workouts, but now with him I couldn't do that. You know, like, I started now having more fun. I could go anywhere I want to at my own time without reporting to anyone. Listen, I still don't regret my divorce till to date. Nantanza from Everton.
Nantanza, thanks.
Clement. Happy Friday. to you, Brother Clement, and the crew. While my gratitude for this work, it's the fact that I had the most amazing, magical, awesome, calm, cool, and collected breakup in the history of breakups. I'm not playing with you. I thought I was going to be down, man. But here I am. I feel so liberated. I'm so free. I can think. I have started, you know, exercising. I don't know. I just feel so happy right now. If I had it all, I was just going to celebrate my breakup. So I'm very happy that we parted ways with a mutual understanding between the both of us. And we hugged and kissed each other and said, goodbye. I wish we can have that. I wish definitely we can have that sort of breakup, an understandable breakup, I call it. Thank you. Have a fantastic weekend, Clem. Thank you.
No, this breakup was too cool, hey? You even sound so happy talking about it. Ah, interesting. Okay. We actually had a conversation once on the show about this phenomena where you can have a peaceful breakup with someone. It's called conscious uncoupling. Go check out the podcast. And there are many people who have done it. I mean, yeah. Conscious uncoupling. Just peaceful breakups are the best, I tell you. Lerato, in Pretoria, what are you grateful for?
Hi, Clement. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I am very grateful for my cousin. She's just graduated cum laude.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
From where?
Sakomakhata Health Sciences University.
Was it medicine? Medical school?
Yes, it was medicine. MBCHB, I always get it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, and I know, hey, that's tough, Lerato. I mean, your cousin has been in school for what now, 5 years?
Six years. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. No, what's your cousin's name?
Dr. Tsekedi Skukuni.
Ah, Dr. Tsekedi Skukuni, man. Congratulations to her, Lerato.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yo, I know how, I mean, people who've gone to medicine school, I mean, I don't know, guys, but I don't have that capacity to just study for 6 years straight. Nope, wasn't going to work for me. I thought my brother was crazy when he decided to do mining engineering at UP, and I think he studied for, was it 4 or 5 years? And I've got two cousins who went to the Sefako Makgato University. Health Sciences, hey Mel. Mel is laughing at me. Sefako Makgato Health Sciences. I've got two cousins who are siblings who went there, and I know how difficult it was for them and how relieving it was for them when they finished, right? And they could now go and practice. So I absolutely understand how you feel there with the excitement around your cousin. Congratulations to her.
Hi, Clement. Big up to Herman Mashaba for accepting his side of the story and the weakness. In terms of him not following up, in terms of him not involving the lawyers in this whole story of his book. A lot of me says that's how leaders or public leaders should behave. Accept your mistake and move on from there. So from that point of view, I'm fine of the explanation that Herman Mashaba gave.
Okay.
This is Musa from Pretoria. Thank you so much.
All right, Musa. Thank you for your voice note. Musa says, I understand the explanation by Herman Mashaba. Do you?
Morning, 7:02. Morning. Yo, me after breakup, Clement, I can't wait now. A breakup with a girl I was dating. We did it for 7 years. Now I can't wait. I'm light in complexion. I don't know. Maybe because he was giving me stress. That's why I was so depressed. But now, bro, I can't wait. I'm looking good. I'm very, very happy. Come on, Jolo. Thanks.
Kimajalo. Thank you for the WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Clement. I am so grateful for my life. I know it's not perfect, but today and in the current past days, I am in my happy era. I am enjoying my life. I take a day as it comes. Things might not be perfect, but I am one happy person and I am enjoying myself. By the way, I enjoy your show and thank you for making my drive an easy one because I continuously smile. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that and thank you for listening. It's 17 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
14 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's continue with your calls on this Friday morning on 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
Clement, what's this about glowing after a breakup or a divorce? What's all that? Huh? If you glow after we break up or divorce, I want you bad. This is the glow that made me break up with you in the first place. That's why we are not dating anymore. So if you're glowing now, I want you back. That's what I was looking for. How? Glow, come here and glow after we break up. Hey, Baba, I want you back. You are mine forever together. How is not make sure, Pela?
That's funny. You know, I've been watching, there's a thing, like there's this comedy, what is it called? The Comedy Lineup on Netflix. Has anybody seen that? Oh my goodness, it's so funny. I've been checking it out lately. And there's one comedian there, like these stand-up comedians, and one of them says, dude, you know, sometimes you labor with your partner. You go through so much with your partner. And then you break up with them, and then they go to therapy. And then they become, you know, solid. There's a solid foundation. They are a better version of themselves. And this comedian is like, hey, I'm like, I want you back because I'm responsible for that. Huh? I'm not going to let you go with this better version of yourself to somebody else when you put me through over the years. Huh? So are you that person who, if your ex is glowing, you're like, come back here. You're not going anywhere. Because that's the thing. I mean, many people will go to therapy, right, after a breakup or after a divorce. And you realize things about yourself that you want to fix. And you become a better version of yourself. And maybe that's when your ex will want to have you back because they're realizing, the very same thing that made us fight and ultimately led to the breakup, that's been fixed. So why can't we get back together? You know, and this is what listener, the voice note I just played, makes that very suggestion.
Hi, Clement. I'm so grateful today and I'm where I am today because of the support that I've got from my partner, which is Siwe Buikanyo, if I can mention her. She's been very good to me, and I've gone through thick and thin and challenges up and down on finances and all that. But she stood with me. She stood with me.
Mm.
I'm so grateful for her.
Oh, that's beautiful. Guys, when are we going to say this about our wives, husbands? Like, hey. They stood with me through thick and thin. I love hearing these stories. And I'm hearing them mostly from men who talk about how women have been their pillar of strength. Oh, that's just wonderful to hear.
Hey, Clement. How's it?
How's it to you, brother? Let's try that again.
Hey, Clement. How's it? Nice show as always. Look, Mr. Mashaba has made a mistake which he will regret. You know, politics is something else. You don't get yourself like up, or you don't set yourself up. Somebody has to set you up. So on his side, he tried to set himself up, and mind you, it backfired. And it's gonna take a while for us to start you know, having confidence on whatever he says. For now, I really don't trust the man. He's the same as the others. Sorry.
Vincent, in the East End, what do you think?
Hello.
Hi, Vincent.
Hi, how are you?
Sharp, how's it?
I'm fine.
Mm.
I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Yes, I just want to comment about this. I'm listening to the radio. My final thing is that all politicians are just liars.
Okay. So you think he's just lying?
That makes me sad, because we talk about Julius Malema, talk about everybody, talk about the deputy of Julius Malema. Those people are just lying. That's what my feelings are. I don't know. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Okay.
Even if we vote for them, they're voting for nothing, for zero.
Yeah. All right, Vincent, in the East End thinks, well, they're all liars.
Hi, Clement and team. Zipo here. Clement, we should leave Mashaba alone. He spends his money the way he wants to spend it. He can lie because he doesn't owe anyone the truth about how he spends his money. So we all spend our own money the way we want to. So when someone starts poking their nose in your business, so of course you lie. So leave him alone. Hi, Clement.
Hello, Clement. This is Ntabi Singh from Rockville. I'm grateful for the life of my mother. I lost her this past Tuesday. I'm grateful for the lessons that she's taught me, for the impact that she's made in my life. And ever since we were in Viking, in Moria, up until we relocated this side, she has been my pillar of strength. So her name is Busisiwe Cecilia Kujwane. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you for sending that.
I, Clement, already thought Herman Mashaba was really, really an honest man. But I doubt that explanation. I'm not happy about the explanation. I'm not happy about it. Thank you. Albert here.
Hi, Clement. I'm very grateful to God. My daughter got her first internship. She finished varsity last year. She got her first internship. I'm so happy for her. Thank you, Clems.
Oh, we're so happy for her too. Thanks for sharing that with us. Here's another voice note.
Hi, Clement. I think after a divorce or a breakup, that's when self-care hits different, because this individual wants to reside with themselves after that difficult time. So most people look better when they are actually moving on from a breakup or a divorce. And that's when they get to experience their new activities that they didn't have time for when they were in the marriage or the relationship. So, yeah.
Sure, guys, I'm picking up something of people who say, I was able to dress in a particular way, do things, because now the person is no longer there. And I don't want to... I mean, I appreciate fully that there are certain people that are in relationships where they are not allowed to be themselves. And it's easy for me to say, oh, but why are you there? But that would depress me, hey? If I'm in a relationship with someone who is not allowing me to be myself, is not allowing me to dress up in the way I want to dress up, is not allowing me to be the social person that I want to be, I don't want that. I'm sorry, I don't want that marriage. I don't want that relationship. If I'm not going to be who I am, I'm not going to be accepted. So imagine you only do the things you really love after the breakup, after the divorce, because now you are allowed to, you are independent. That wouldn't work for me.
Morning, Clement. It's Tandek. I hear from Midrand. Now I'm grateful for my husband. I think I lost my father 2 years ago, and I think he's been a constant support in my life. Yes, we have our ups and downs. I'm very grateful for him. I mean, he is the father of my kids. We work together. So I think God has truly, truly blessed me with a support structure, which I thought I'd lost.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Thandeka. Let me wrap up with these messages from Favor says, Clement, I got a new job, a new house, a new car after a breakup. It was so good to move, breaking up with him. He pulled me down so much. Another person says, Clement, today I'm grateful to God for our national primary learner. I'm grateful for also Norwood primary learner that was involved in an accident on Tuesday. No one was badly injured, just minor injuries. Keep them in your prayers, please. Okay, Anonymous, thank you. So it looks like there was an accident outside the Norwood primary school, from what I'm picking up on this message. Another person says, Clement, after my breakup, I got my glow up. I traveled the world and got myself a beautiful, exotic, young, handsome, and richer boyfriend whom I flaunted shamelessly. It was so satisfying seeing my ex checking out my Instagram. Anonymous in four ways. Yeah. And then another one says, Clement, after my breakup, where is that? All right, Clement, I got a salary increase this month. I didn't expect it at all. All along, I was just grateful that I still had a job in this tough environment. That's Gary from Cape Town. Thank you, Gary, and well done on getting that increase. Pray for the rest of us to celebrate like you. 3 minutes before 10.